A climber has died on Denali. The National Park Service reports that French mountaineer Pascal Frison was at the 12,000-foot level of the 20,000-foot peak when he fell yesterday. Park Public Information Officer Maureen McLaughlin says Frison and a climbing partner were in the area known as Motorcycle Hill. McLaughlin says Frison lost his footing when he grabbed for a gear sled that was sliding away.
It was probably one of those split-second, you know, reflexes where you see your sled starting to draw away from you and you know that all your equipment is in it and your just initial reaction is to stop that sled. And it, you know, it didn't appear to be steep, steep terrain right where he fell, but as soon as he got out of control and gained speed, he could not recover.
Frison, who was not roped to his partner, fell about 1,500 feet and ended up in a crevasse. McLaughlin says the Park Service used a helicopter to lower a ranger into the crevasse, but he could not reach Frison.
But based on the general lack of movement, his body position, and the observed results of the fall, he was able to determine that the climber was deceased.
The Park Service was assessing conditions today to determine if an attempt would be made to recover the body. McLaughlin says the fallen climber's partner made it safely off the mountain last night. She says the French mountaineers are very experienced and had also attempted Denali last summer. The fatal accident is the first this season on the mountain.